setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you have joined a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. In other words, we're going to talk about your purpose in your work and the path to doing that meaningful, purposeful work, because everybody longs to make a difference. We just simply believe that life is too short to live for the weekend. You shouldn't be miserable on Monday. That's just not what you were created for. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. You are needed. You must do it. So there's some intentionality here. You were made on purpose. Two, you're really important. You're really valuable. And number three, there's a responsibility for you to show up and be the best version of you. Somebody out there is going to benefit because you showed up and gave yourself away. We don't think that you work to live. We think you live to work, live to contribute. So if that sounds interesting to you, if it sounds exciting to you, no matter where you are on the spectrum, whether you're trying to figure it out in the get clear stage, or you're trying to get qualified stage two, or you need to make some connections to be able to get the opportunities, stage three, stage four, get started, you're there, ready to go, you're just scared. Or maybe you're in stage five, get promoted. You're on the ladder, moving, not moving as fast as you want. Maybe thinking about another ladder. You want to climb. We're here for you. We can help you. Stage six and seven is where everybody's headed. Get the dream job, expand the dream, and you're working now not to move up, but to expand your influence, your growth, financial growth as well. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. Coming up later in the program, I'm going to spend a few minutes on a current news item. An NFL Network reporter is getting crushed on social media because she dared tell her social media followers about a unpaid internship for somebody to get in the broadcasting industry. And I'm going to talk about that and break that down and explain to you why working for free shouldn't be viewed as working for free in a true internship volunteer opportunity to get in. I'm going to change your perspective on it from my own journey and encourage you, because I think breakthroughs, that's where they happen early on in our stages. So we'll get to that later. But first, to the phones we go. Kendra joins us in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Kendra, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Hi, I am looking to potentially apply for a job that had just posted in my area. And I was just wondering if you happen to have any tips to kind of position or market yourself for a job that you believe that you're just slightly qualified for, so kind of at the bottom end of those qualifications that they're wanting. I know that I think I could do the job, but I just, as I'm applying for things, there's definitely things that I hadn't worked in before.
That's okay. If you don't think it completely cancels you out. So this is one of those deals where I would start with getting somebody that you really trust, who's a truth teller and very objective on this job. There's no skin in the game for them. And they know you well enough to look at the qualifications necessary for the job. And since you've already identified, Ken, I don't have some of these, I'd get another two or three opinions on this. Because one of the things that frustrates a lot of people is when we apply for jobs that we want to do, but we don't have any of the experience. And you're saying in this case, you have some of the experience or some of the qualifications. So I get a couple of opinions on this to see if you got enough to at least be considered in an interview. And then you work the Ken Coleman system, which is, it's all about relationships. Even if you had all of the qualifications, Kendra, In order to stand out, you got to go beyond the resume. A resume is worthless without relationships. So that means we want to try to find some relational connection to somebody in that building. Okay. Doesn't have to be to the hiring manager, but if you can do that, that's the ultimate. But just somebody in that building that either knows you or knows somebody that knows you, and your somebody will vouch for you to that person in there. And maybe they go into the hiring manager and go, hey, Kendra just applied for this position. I don't know Kendra personally, but I know two people or one person really well that knows Kendra. They think she's a rock star candidate. I'm just passing that along for whatever that's worth. And here's her resume. She's already submitted it online in the actual system, but I wanted to hand it to you. That's the kind of thing I teach. Very few people do that. And it's very doable. Now, if you can't find any connection at all, then you want to find out, who do I know that works in this industry that has a lot more experience than me? Do I know somebody that way? And then at the top of the Ken Coleman Show resume, which is, by the way, you can get it free in the Get Hired Guide, the resume guide at kencoleman.com. You know, we put in the who I know, and you want to put key people in the industry that you're going for. You want to put their recommendation of you at the top. So that's how you stand out. You are working relationships and relationships and relationships just to try to get an interview. At which point you go, hey, I'm qualified in these areas. I'm technically not there, but I know I can do the job. Here's why. And you better include in there, hopefully this is true, that you're a fast learner, because you are at a deficit that you acknowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do have a relationship with the client. Well, they're actually a client of the company I work for right now.
Great.
Actually.
Great.
So I do have, relationship with them. I am qualified. It's just there's certain areas that, I don't have all those strengths yet.
Well, but are they attainable?
Oh, absolutely.
Then I think you go in. See, I loved how confident. Did you hear how confident that was when you said it that way? You're like, oh. You're like, oh, pff, absolutely. I like that. That's key. And because you have a relationship, you want to get the interview through everybody else going, you got to meet Kendra. You got to interview her. Be a mistake not to at least interview her. Then you've got all this good, stuff being said about you before you ever walk into the room. And then you go in there. You tell them why you want to be there, the type of person you are, the type of person you'll be, and you go crush it, girl. That's how you stand out. Right? It's pre-interview. Yeah. You stand out pre-interview through connections and relationships, so they're already hearing good stuff about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you go in and you deliver on it.
Okay.
And I love your confidence. I want you to have that swag, because let me tell you something. Let's boil all this down. Let's just take all the talent you have, all the experience you have or don't have, and you're competing against other candidates. No matter how impressive somebody's resume looks and how impressive their past experience is, whatever, it boils down to one thing, folks, and one thing only. In the interview, when the door is closed and you're competing against the other candidates, the leader's going to pick the person they think is going to help them win. Figure out how to be that and present that way. You'll get the gig. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from, I think it's America's heartland. I think Nashville, Tennessee is. What a great place to live, can I just tell you? But please don't move here. Holy cow, do we have a lot of people moving to Nashville, Joe. Madison just shook her head. She's irritated by it. She hangs out with the young set, Joe. She's in the single mid-20-something. And so you spend a lot of your time in parts that Joe and I rarely get to, the cool, hip Nashville. And it is cool and it is hip. Great place to live. No state income tax. Hello. Come on. We got people outside watching the show today. That got a rise out of them. So everybody's coming this way. Can I just say this? If you're coming here because you don't like policy in your state, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say California. Can you please understand before you move here that you are fleeing policy that has made it unlivable? And could you say, hey, why is it so good in Tennessee? We'll tell you, but here's the answer. Because we don't have policy like California. Okay, there it is. See, I promise you folks, I would not get political. I don't get political. That wasn't political. That's just a fact. I don't care what side of the aisle you vote for. You would be an idiot to not acknowledge that the policy's different in the states that people are fleeing, and the policy's different in the states where they're fleeing to. Okay. All right. Go do your, everybody gets offended. You got to be very careful how you say stuff these days. Go do your own research. All right. Anyway, how in the world did I get onto that? I just love Nashville. I love Tennessee. And we're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions Studios. Different kind of talk radio. Nobody's doing this kind of talk radio. Everybody's talking politics and yelling and screaming, pointing fingers. Let me tell you something. The only yelling and screaming we do on this show is when we're cheering for folks. All right? And I don't care how you vote. Do not care. Don't care what your religion is. Don't care who you love. I don't care. Let me tell you what I care about. You. Because you were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. If you're a human, there's a contribution that you need to make. I want to help you with that. How about that? So we can even disagree with each other because I don't care. That's all I care about is you being the best version of you. Doesn't that makes me, Joe, the man of the people. But I ain't running, right? I am. Here to tell you what I'm doing. I'm part coach, part counselor, part cheerleader. That's what I want to be. Appreciate your vote in November. 844-747-2577. Amanda is going to join us in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Amanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks, Ken, for taking my call today.
You bet. What's going on, Amanda?
Yeah, so actually recently left my position and I'm on the hunt for my feedback, which
I may have
found.
Oh, good. Look at you.
No, it was all planned. My husband and I had it all worked out, so it was on purpose.
Okay.
But thankfully, I was referred to an executive team for an open position by the individual who's actually leaving that same position. They thought of me, passed my name along to their exec team. So super exciting that they did that for me. They actually were willing to even pass along my resume for me. After they did that, the president of the company did connect with me on LinkedIn, which I know isn't the greatest network tool, but I did reach out to him and just said, thanks, I look forward to talking to you. And after that, I didn't hear anything. Kind of went quiet for a week.
Okay.
So I reached out again and said, you know, hey, just want to make sure you have my correct contact information. Here's my details. I really look forward to discussing, you know, the opportunity with you. I did receive a response back at that point via direct email from the president, who also copied the vice president on this communication.
Good.
And the email simply stated, please have patience with us. The process takes time. We are looking forward to talking to you.
Great.
It's been another week. So now I'm at this point where I haven't had the initial interview. So I know, you know, kind of the normal response times or how often to reach out after you've sent your resume in and after you've had your initial interview.
Well, this is different. This is different.
Yeah.
All right. So, So I've already heard everything I need to hear so far. All right. Because you're asking me, I'm guessing, what should you do next? How should you do it? Am I right?
Yeah. How pushy do I get?
Not at all.
I want this.
No pushy. No. We are not going to do pushy.
Okay.
All right. The CEO, president of the organization, let's just do a history lesson, Amanda, reached out to you on LinkedIn. That is an active decision. And then you pushed, you nudged. I liked it. I was a nice nudge. It wasn't a push. He responded and copied the VP and said, be patient. We are looking forward to talking with you.
Right.
Let it go.
All right.
Let it go. You don't want to be, and I'm not saying you are, but no one wants to come across, while you called me, no one wants to come across like the crazy girlfriend, right?
Correct.
I know. So you're not right now.
If this is sort of a sales position.
What's that?
This position has a little bit of sales to it.
Who cares?
So it's,
what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Well, if I'm not staying in touch with my clients or my customers,
No. The CEO told you to be patient.
Okay.
Following up 1 week later after getting a be patient note,
Okay.
Joe, I need some crazy music. You know, don't play. We need, but it's like that, as it gets a little freaky, right?
Sure.
Think about it, Amanda. Put yourself in their shoes. Be patient. We look forward to talking to you. This process is going to take some time. 1 week later, hey, guys, when are we going to talk again? It's like, uh-oh. Now, awesome rock star Amanda, who they're interested in, starts to be a little obnoxious. They let some thoughts enter their mind that they would not otherwise let enter their mind. Tracking with me here?
Yep.
So, what was your response a week ago? I'm curious. When he sent you that email, what was your response?
Actually, I've been in their position where with employees leaving and having to kind of dial into what's happening with our company. So my response back was just simply, you know, I completely understand that transitions take time and that you may be dealing with some of that process. So please reach out when you're ready.
Perfect. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to keep moving forward. Look for other things.
Yep.
Don't put all your eggs in this basket.
Definitely not.
You've done everything that you can do right now. And that's it. Let it go.
All right.
Yeah, I know it's hard, isn't it? Oh, gosh. I just want to commiserate with you. I know that what I told you is absolutely right, but I also know that it's not easy to do. But you've got it, so put your focus on somebody else.
Sure. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not stopping the wheel, the train of looking for what's really the right fit for me. So
keep looking. Keep talking. Keep interviewing. Yeah. And then you might be surprised what happens. They might call you at the perfect time when you're already in an interview process. Go, yeah, I'm happy to talk. I want you to know that I didn't want to bug you guys. And so I'm looking, I'm getting after it. And I got two other job interviews going on, but I would love to consider you guys. I would love to be considered. Then they go, oh, we better move.
Right.
Amanda's got some other suitors. You know, it's like the guy that wanted to ask you out, keeps talking a big game. We should go out sometime. Okay, yeah, I'll go out with you. And then he's just, he's distracted all over the place. You got this. Hang in there. I know it's not easy. But here's the deal, folks. Always ask yourself, how am I acting? And am I acting in a way that makes me look like I'm confident, I'm secure in my future, and I know what I'm doing, I know why I'm doing it. And I got something to offer. There is a fine line between being aggressive and enthusiastic and impassionate and then coming across like you're desperate. Fine line. Be careful. When you communicate passion and enthusiasm and desire. But stop. Don't go beyond that communication. Put the ball in their court every time. Show gratitude and enthusiastic interest. Outside of that, let it go. And then if it's supposed to come back to you, it will. You just cannot go wrong by looking like you have walkaway power. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming up. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get the dream job. Why? To work like nobody else. Or should I say, to work like few. We're helping lots of people. We're stemming the tide of people showing up to work on Monday morning with no meaning. Miserable. Because it's just a J-O-B doing the same thing every day. Some of you, yeah, you're not miserable at your job. You're okay. You're a little bored. You're grateful for it, but you want more. Some of you know exactly what you want, but you're not quite sure how to get there. Some of you know what you want to do. You know how to get there, but you just need that edge. just need some coaching to get up the ladder a little bit faster. Well, we're here for you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take Jared, who's up in just a moment. And then after Jared's call, I'm going to address a current topic on social media around this idea of, should all internships be paid? The snowflakes and the woke mob have decided to come together and attack some poor reporter for putting out an opportunity for young people to get in. And I'm going to address it. Because some of you need a perspective change. And this isn't politics. This is professional advice that's going to help you get where you need to go. But parents and young people especially need to listen to it. That's coming up. But first, let's go to Jared in Galesburg, Illinois. Jared, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you very much for taking my call. And I guess it's funny you were talking about policy, because I feel like my question has a little bit to do with policy here.
Okay, good.
I'm a school teacher, and I guess right now I teach in a public school, but I'm considering moving over to an online Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's going to involve quite a drastic pay decrease.
How much?
But there are some other options. We're probably talking 60%, you know, pay decrease from what I'm making now.
Wow.
But it's a huge thing, but here's the deal. This online Christian school, it's basically, it's a part-time job right now, but there's a high likelihood that they said, you know, within a year, you could be doing full-time work and making more than what I'm currently making.
Well, that's a different story. Now that's a story I'm interested in.
Well, then, too, I guess one other thing to throw in here to the mix, too, is in the past year, I've started making my own online content around American history. I'm an American history teacher.
Oh, great.
And I've gotten super passionate about making this online content, and I'm working on creating curriculum for it. And I've been kind of busting it doing this, and I've gotten a pretty decent following online. And you know, it brings in a small income right now, but honestly, my dream here would be my dream is that I could turn that into something where, you know, I am my own boss, creating my own content and getting it out there.
Right.
And so I guess what I'm asking you is what direction would you tell me to go right now? Would you say stick with a job, you know, in a school where I'm not really happy right now, go over to, you know, an online position where I might have a little bit more time to be able to, you know, work online, but then also work on my own project. And so I guess I'm just wondering what your advice might be.
Well, that's assuming that financially you can go over there and take a 60% pay cut. Yeah, you're going to have more time to do your thing, but I think it's too soon to rely on your history dream to pay the bills. That's going to be a stay with it, keep doing it on the side, put every second you can put into it, keep growing it. Eventually the side hustle can, if you start making real money with it, you're making some now, start making better money, you're saving it. Every nickel gets saved until you have 6 to 12 months of your needed salary in the bank account of your online history thing, your passion project. But if you can move to the online private school part-time and absorb a 60% pay cut, then I'm fine with that. Can you do that?
I don't know. It takes some discussion with my wife if we can make that work or not. But I'm in the process right now. I've got that job kind of online that, you know, they're kind of like, yeah, they want me to be doing that. But I'm kind of looking too for, is there another part-time gig I could kind of mix in there to
me, that's the, yes, I think you're going to have to do that. The way you answer that question tells me what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good move for you to take such a huge pay cut. And honestly, I think it's not necessary. I'm going to tell you why. To me, I would say, yes, it's worth a huge sacrifice if getting in and teaching at that Christian school is where you want to be. But that's not where you want to be. Now, a year from now, they're saying you might get a full-time position where you're making more money than you are making now. Great. But to me, it's not worth the financial risk to do that unless you take another part-time job, which means you're not pouring that much more. You're not, all of a sudden, you don't have more time to put into your history passion project. So if you stay in the current job, yes, you don't love it, but there's no interruption in income, and you keep pouring into your passion project because you have a different mindset. It's like, it doesn't matter that I don't love my job because it's short term for me anyway. I'm really going to try to give it a go in the next 2 to 5 years to see if I can build this history content up to where it pays the bills. Am I right?
Well, yeah, but I guess, you know, what would be your opinion in me saying that, you know, basically one of the huge reason I'm kind of tired of working in public school is because state mandates, policy in the state where I live.
All right, so if you can't put up with it.
Continually going against my own personal beliefs.
All right, great. You didn't tell me that before. So that's a really strong statement. So then what I'm telling you to do, what I would do, is I would get another part-time job to keep my income about where it is now. So whatever the 60% hit is for the online Christian school, go get another part-time job to make up the difference. Keep pouring into your passion project. If a year from now, the Christian school promotes you to full-time and you're making more money and you don't have all that state bureaucracy and policy crap weighing you down, that's a better move. So yeah, I'd go that direction, but you and your wife got to sit down and get a budget. If you're not involved with Ramsey Plus, go to DaveRamsey.com after this call. Sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus.
On Dave Ramsey.
All right.
We did that years ago, and we're on board 100%.
Okay,
so we're in a good spot there.
So you guys know what to do. So the fact that you're in good shape and you know what to do, then I'm fine with it. So I would go. I would leave the draconian environment you're in, and I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that, and then I want you to... take the private school job, get another job, and see where it goes from there. All right, I'm going to try to squeeze this in. I'm going to do the quick version. So I talked about this in length on my YouTube show. I'm going to do a quicker version. Here we go. In the news today, broadcast journalism students, exciting internship opportunity for you. Can you set up a well-lit Zoom Skype calls, record, edit them, and want access to the NFL's top draft prospects? Unpaid, great experience, inbox me. This was a tweet. That's just a portion of a tweet from a NFL Network reporter by the name of Jane Slater. It's not even for her. It's not working for her. She heard about it. She puts it out on Twitter being a nice person that she is to say, hey, some people out here looking for any chance they can to get into sports broadcasting or broadcasting. So she puts it out there. And would you believe that as soon as she put it out there, the snowflakes and the woke mob went after her? How dare you promote an internship where you're not getting paid, where people aren't getting paid? Rah, 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 rah. Human dignity this and all this kind of just ridiculous stuff. Just attacking her. She didn't do anything wrong, but she gets attacked. The only thing she did wrong was respond to everybody. Just leave those folks alone. Let them go bananas. Here's my point. I think that internships are the lifeblood of opportunity. I got started in radio by working for free. Stop thinking of it as working for free. I wasn't working for free. I had a job. You need to go get a job. Then you do the other stuff for free. Here's the perspective change. It's not working for free. It's getting trained for free. Training for free. They're training you. They're connecting you. Key people. And you can get in and start to move up. I'm so sick of everybody going, I'm going to go in and I got no experience, but you should pay me anyway. It's not how the world works. Internships are breakthroughs. Look for every opportunity you can to work for free. Then you'll move up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues, helping men and women with clarity so that they're confident and they have the courage that they need to not just step out on the path to doing what they were created to do in their work, but to stay on it as well. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go out to gorgeous San Diego, California, one of my favorite cities in the country. Austin joins us there. Austin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing today?
I'm living the dream. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling because I'm sort of in this crossroads. I'm battling with myself, and you know, it's a battle between the head and the heart.
Yes.
And I just don't know which one is the responsible one to listen to. I know you always say follow the heart, but I'm stuck in this place where I'm already doing what my passion is.
Which
my
is what?
Profession is. I'm a personal trainer.
Okay.
I work inside the gym industry, both inside a gym with classes and doing personals. And that's what I love to do.
Yeah. So what's the brain telling you?
Well, the brain's telling me to continue what I'm, well, the brain's telling me it's time to move on and
Why?
Find another career path.
Why?
Because of this past events of this last year and the type of state we live in,
yep,
with what's happened with gyms being shut down, I am no longer interested or I guess feel confident in pursuing my original career goals, which were working for a team or opening up my own facility, just because I don't have confidence seeing what my gym owner went through. I'm just not interested in doing that anymore.
Let me ask you a question.
That was my original goal.
I got it. Let me ask you a question. You familiar with Peloton?
Yeah, I am.
Have you looked at what their revenue did in the middle of COVID, all this entire, the whole year 2020? Did you look at their revenue reports?
I didn't look at it specifically, but I know it exploded.
Why did it explode?
Well, because everyone switched to at-home workouts. You know, no one could go into a facility or see a personal trainer, at least not without, you know,
yeah,
riding the line a little bit.
People already, well, not everyone. People are already working out at home. They stepped into an industry that already existed, the exercise bike at home, right? That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise classes, right, at home, videos, you know. People have been doing this for a while. Peloton didn't do anything in as it relates to the industry differently. What they did was the engagement was different. They put a really killer screen and some killer classes on there. And as a result, guys like Ken Coleman are much more activated and much more engaged when I'm riding a bike because I got someone telling me what to do. I'm not left to my own devices. It was a game changer. Here's the point.
True.
You're acting like exercise, organized exercise in a gym or in a one-to-one relationship with a trainer is dead because COVID proved that it had a fatal flaw, that if we can't be around each other, it can't exist. Sounds kind of silly when I say it like that, doesn't it?
Right, right.
So wait a second. If I called you right now and I said, hey, talk to my pals over at Peloton, which I don't have any pals over there, I'm just making this up. And I said, hey, Austin, they're ready to hire you right now. They're going to give you several classes. They're going to give you a salary. They're ready to go. They're booming. What would you say to me?
I'd say, what's their number?
Okay, then. So you need to change your perspective, not your passion.
Mm.
You'll regret this if you get out. You got to just adjust, man. Here's the other thing.
That's what?
Is there anything in the law that says you have to stay in California the rest of your life?
We are actually sort of tied to the where we're at because I live on my wife's family land. That's
okay.
Been in her
so
land
guess
for
what?
Generations.
Okay. All right. So okay, that's all I needed to know. So you're there for a while.
Yeah.
How can you do what you love to do in different ways, different places? Go find the answer. And if you've got to do something else for a while, day jobbing it, fine. To bring in money, fine. The economy, the state policies, the ability to assemble your wacky governor out there. I mean, he's already in enough trouble. He doesn't need me to pile on. But you can't control those things. What you can control is the fact that people still want to work out. People are working out online. People still need personal trainers. So go get a box of masks and stay 6 feet away without touching a client and work with them. I mean, here's my point. You're accepting limitations that you don't have to accept. I think I've made my point. Stay in it. Pivot. Stick with it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose, helping you move up the ladder, doing work that you were born to do. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Mia, who joins us in Providence, Rhode Island. Mia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I'm at a crossroads in my career right now. I'm currently a dining room manager, and this is my first time doing this, so I've only been doing it about a year, and I'm gaining a lot of training. But when COVID hit, I wasn't able to go to China to start my job over there teaching. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of analyzed this a little bit more, and I'm concerned if it's the right direction for me, because it's kind of like a 10-year plan almost. Mm-hmm. And
all right, let's dig into that. So let's really figure out, to the best of your ability, from a specific feeling or some evidence, what's making you question moving into teaching in China? What's causing that?
So pretty much the state of the world at the moment, and some personal experiences from friends over there that, you know, it might not be the best atmosphere at the moment, but also kind of up and leaving everything in America and coming back later and kind of almost starting all over again. I feel like, you know, I'd have, you know, I wouldn't need a car. It'd be at least a year or 2 year commitment. So no car, no place to come back to. I have parents and everything, but
yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Know, why teaching in China? Did you have an international direction that you wanted to go, or you just want to be a teacher? I mean, prior to COVID hitting, what was your mountaintop that you were aiming at?
So I had recently graduated with a degree in Mandarin. So, I was fluent in Mandarin, and still I've lost some of my speech abilities over the time, but, I really wanted to go over there, and I had some teaching experience at my college, you know, and I really enjoyed it, but I didn't know if it was something I wanted to do long term. So it's going to kind of step my toes in over there and continue to improve my language skills while doing all that.
For the purpose of what? That was still temporary. I want to know, what were you dreaming about? What was the 30-year dream, or did you have one?
Yeah, so I found this job through the government that's a foreign language instructor. And I felt like that would be a really great landing place, like ultimate goal, to be, you know, kind of working internationally and helping, you know, our government and our country, as well as using my skills.
Okay.
Teaching adults.
Okay, great. So my feeling on this is you don't have to go to China to do that. I understood the logic, still understand it. But with the environment not being the best, you've got your specifics around that. We don't have to unpack what that means. I think I know what that means. But you studied Mandarin. You haven't spoken as much as you did in college, so you're a little rusty, but that rust can be knocked off. And the reality is that China was going to kind of give you this great experience, probably make you better as well. And then you come back to the United States, and then you do this role, which would include some international work as well. I'm saying you can skip going and living and teaching in China and still do the thing that you set out to do.
Yeah.
So?
So, yeah, I was just, I feel that way. I'm just, I think I got, the part of it was the relevant experience for the job or having a master's degree in the relevant field.
I don't think you need a master's degree. I mean, at the end of the day, what is the job that someone is going to need you to do? You've described the field for me. You know the field much better than me. What is at the end of the day where somebody looks at you and they go, great job, Mia. What do you have to do?
Oh, that's a tough one.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Let me simplify it. I'm sorry. I put you in the spot here. Look, you got to be fluent and a good communicator and be able to speak and understand and communicate in Mandarin. That's the baseline, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So you don't have to have a master's degree. unless you say, I'm going for a job later on down the road up the ladder, Ken, that does require a master's degree. Great, then go get it as you get closer to it. But you're calling me, I think you're asking me for permission to not go to China, and I'm giving it to you. Am I right?
A little bit, yeah. I think I...
Go to China later. China's still going to be there. China's still going to be there. But my point is, you going to China, and by the way, I agree with you, it would be a great experience. There's no question. Living in the culture and surrounded by it, there's no question there's some real benefits to that. But at the same time, you can acknowledge and believe that it's not the only way to do what you want to do. So, press pause for now. You can always come back later and press pause again and go. And, you know, but I just don't think there's anything in your heart that's telling you to do it. And you know what I tell people. What do I tell people? Do I say follow your brain or follow your heart?
Follow your heart.
Okay. What's your heart telling you to do?
Definitely China's not the right move right now.
Oh, wasn't that easy? How's that feel? How's that feel, Mia?
It feels good, but it's a little nerve-wracking, yeah.
Well, wait a second. It's only nerve-wracking because you're allowing it to be nerve-wracking. You're going, that was the plan, that was the plan, and now I'm changing the plan, and I don't have another thing. Who cares? Come up with another route.
Yeah.
Come on, Mia, you got this.
Yeah, for sure. I just got to double down on what it means to not do it that way.
What it means is, what are the jobs in the federal government? Or are there corporate jobs where they're looking for people who speak Mandarin? I got to tell you something. If you were my sister or my daughter, I'd go, hey, China's not going anywhere. All right? You just want to make a geopolitical statement that no one can argue with? China's not going anywhere, and they're a big-time multinational business country. I mean, they are all over the place. Doing business with China is big business. How many corporations in Rhode Island alone have substantial business interests in China? I would think there's some really good money and some tremendous value for somebody like you who can come in day one and be a cog in the communication wheel with Chinese customers, Chinese businesses. I mean, just it's a no-brainer to me all around the country. Don't just rely on government jobs. That's where you go. It's called the Google. My kids hate when I say that. All right, but I say it to be obnoxious if my kids ever hear the show. I just like, go get on the Google. And who's hiring for people that are fluent in Mandarin? What are you interested in doing? Come on, Mia. You know, you're sitting right now in Providence, Rhode Island. You have a tremendous amount of value because of that degree. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, get busy. No reason that you should be managing a dining room for much longer. You stay in the dining room until you get a gig. Get the gig, get going, get in it, get better, get connected. And then when you feel like the time to go to China presents itself and it's the right time, then go.
Yeah.
You got this, Mia. Go. Stop thinking. Let me tell you something. We talk about this all the time on the show, and I'm going to repeat this because somebody needs to hear this today. When we have a wrestling match between our head and our heart, let me tell you how to handle that. Because let me tell you what the brain's designed to do. So the brain is actually this really stupid machine. The mind is powerful, but the brain, dumb. The brain is a processor. It has no ability outside of processing our thoughts. And it's a machine that our body instinctively kind of runs off of. So when we get inside of our brain and we start going, well, I'm fearful of this and I'm doubtful about this and I've got this and this and this, and we allow our feelings to affect our thoughts and it gets in this big jumbled mess, the way to get clarity is to say, what's my heart feeling? Turn my brain off. I need to stop thinking and I need to start feeling. And when I start feeling, I start to get real clarity. Be careful what you think about. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.